This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of New York where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. He will also remove the Key to NYC city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As the Biden administration continues to buy oil from Russia, many on Capitol Hill are pointing to the president's execution of our energy sector as a strong reason why we're in this place in history. Republican representative from Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick on Newsmax.
We got to stop importing Russian oil. We got to start producing our own oil here. Reopen the Keystone XL pipeline. Permanently shut down Nord Stream 2. And not only become energy independent here, but become an energy exporter to Europe, who is right now addicted to Russian energy. That's why we've had the slow response to getting the Ukrainians the help they need. This is a crisis that could have been avoided. It was a result of a lot of bad decisions, starting with Afghanistan, second with energy decisions here domestically. All those can be remedied. It's never too late. The Ukrainian people are spirited, they're passionate, they're willing to fight for their country, but they need our help.
Representative Steve Chabot says President Biden's leadership on the world stage is why countries are moving toward land grabs over sovereign countries.
President Ghani in Afghanistan not too long ago, which was another huge debacle by this administration, they essentially showed weakness when we need strength. We need peace through strength, as Ronald Reagan said, not this weakness, which is emboldening the world's worst actors, from Putin in Ukraine to Xi potentially in Taiwan, You know, these are actions that this president has taken which are just the opposite of what he should have done.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Phil Hudson-Piller, the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how are we doing?
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing good, like you. Heavy of heart for what we continue to see with Ukraine. Encouraged, inspired by the courage of these people. Unbelievable. And you got to know that Vladimir Putin is absolutely freaking out because he thought this was going to be a cakewalk. And I think what the military analysts are saying was that he was ill-prepared. I think he was, you know, the big thing about an invasion such as this is the logistics. I did a little bit of logistical studying in my early days in marketing. I did some civil service work after I got out of the Marine Corps. And it is massive. I mean, you talk about supply chain and how these have to be coordinated. And as General King has been talking about, I mean, it's tough enough to do one, much less do four, you know, logistical lines of supply, ammo, fuel, all this in order to manage this huge country of Ukraine, bigger than Texas. And I believe that, you know, probably Putin got some advice not to quite approach it this way, if at all, from some of his insiders. Of course, they're not part of the party anymore. I'm sure they got, you know, shown the exit door because he's large and in charge. But look at what's happening.
Well, you know, I think the words that former Secretary Condoleezza Rice said, he said, Putin appears to be erratic and is descending into something I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to this. He was always calculating cold, but this is different. He seems erratic. There's an ever-deepening delusional rendering of history. It was always a kind of victimology about what happened to them, but now it goes back to blaming Lenin for the foundation of Kiev. And it's really interesting because people who know him and have associated with him say this is a different Putin on another side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a megalomaniac like him is going to, in his mind, everything works. Mm-hmm. But I think, to your point, the patriotism, the courage of the Ukrainian people has been amazing and inspiring.
Well, I'll tell you what, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, he's becoming a modern-day hero, regardless of what happens with him. I mean, he and his family, I mean, he hasn't left Dodge. He's right there, you know, with the people every step of the way. Man, this is a profile in courage. And what has he done? I mean, he's galvanizing NATO. He's got Germany now working on his behalf. I mean, Phil, mm-hmm. people around the world have been praying for Ukraine instantly, you know, from day one. And those numbers are mounting and growing in number, as you and Tammy very well know. Because, you know, at the very heart of your church is prayer. And the prayer warriors are coming out in record numbers. And now look what's happening. I mean, they can't explain it. They're just, you know, the narrative of these talking heads. Well, this is kind of a David and Goliath story. Well, you think?
Everybody loves the underdog. Let's go back in history and take a look at how did this happen. You know, when the USSR collapsed in December of 91, in the Ukraine, they had nuclear weapons and high-speed interballistic missiles. And USSR, Russia then, said they belong to us. Ukraine said, no, they belong to us. So, you know, one way or the other, this thing was going to break. So Clinton jumps in, and he says, hey, give the weapons back. And if you do, we'll let you join NATO, okay? And then you'll be protected under Article 5. And the reason they didn't want to give the weapons back was because they knew what Russia would do. They would go, the Crimea is a good example of that, and now coming back into Ukraine. So what happens? Clinton sends the memo, but the offer for NATO was never fulfilled. So ultimately, let's say we as America, or Clinton especially, is to blame because there is no Article 5 in place for NATO. So now you got 200,000 Russian troops. You got the largest war in Europe since World War II. You got refugees that could reach up to 5 million, already at about 150,000. And here we are, and here we're sitting because of bad diplomacy on the part, in my opinion, of President Clinton.
Yeah. I think that's clear. That's empirical evidence as to what happened. And here we are. I mean, this is, in a way, it's sadly, it's America cut and running again, you know, and claiming like, you know, they're not responsible. And by that, okay, look, we gave them, you know, we gave them some weaponry early on. This was because of Donald Trump. I mean, Obama, Biden didn't want to do anything, so they had distanced themselves from a Democratic president. So they distanced himself from the promise whatsoever. And all Biden was worried about was, you know, getting his beak wet and getting, you know, making sure his son wasn't going to be compromised and exposed for what he was doing with Burisma, right? And so he gets the prosecutor fired because he's checking into Burisma and he's hot on the heels of Hunter Biden. And his industry, and you know, which involves the vice president of the United States, and so he laughingly says, "Well, look at whoa, man! You know, I told them I was going to hold back $1 billion unless they fired the guy. And doggone it, you know, they had 6 hours to do it. And man, imagine that—they fired the guy. And you know, to me, and then shortly after that, what's so galling? Here you see this video, and then Nancy Pelosi talks about quid pro quo over a phone call between the Ukrainian president and then President Trump, and okay, let's go, let's have an impeachment, and it's just a mess.
Yeah, and you know, if you think about it, I mean, a lot of the corruption can be linked. If you really look at it, it's Clinton, Obama, Biden, and how they go back to the shaky deals in Ukraine. They would be speaking out stronger and louder.
Oh, without a doubt.
If they didn't have something to hide in Ukraine, I'll be honest with you. No. That's what I think is going on here.
Well, and the other thing too, Phil, is that you're not hearing about Obama. You know, we hear, you know, and I was talking to Peter Schweitzer, I go, you know, you say, okay, here's all this stuff, and Miranda Devine, here we talk about the Bidens and Biden Inc. and everything like that. Where's Obama? You know, like, this is under his presidency. How does his vice president go and do all these side hustles and everybody's beaks getting wet except for Barack Obama? Really? You think so?
Yeah, I think there's some serious corruption there. And, you know, and what it does is it you know, this is a look. This, if you think China isn't watching this,
oh,
I mean, they already,
yeah.
Yesterday, 35 Chinese jets invaded, violated the airspace.
Yeah, over Taiwan.
I think that's accidental. They just get off course.
They lost their way. Their GPS malfunctioned. Right.
You know, so it's a pretty fascinating time to be alive. There's no doubt about it. This could be a spark. Remember, it was the shooting of the Archduke that launched World
exact
War I. It
one.
Doesn't take much to ignite Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you could see something happen pretty easily. So we really have to pray and really be watchful on this moment in time.
Well, and I want to talk more about that, Phil, in terms of how we pray. because God's will be done. And the question that a lot of people of faith have is that, are we down the road to Armageddon here? Is this a Jesus Peter moment? Get behind me, Satan. Stay with us.
You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fire. Fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save his lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with Phil Hotzenfiller, the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. The question is, where's God's hand in all this? What's going on, and what should people of faith? I know we're already praying, you know, I would say the majority of people of faith, because we know that God has the answer. It's not going to come from some politician. We're inspired by the things that how some people are doing, as we mentioned, President Zelensky and others out of Ukraine. The Ukrainian people themselves, I mean, what an inspiration. And what it is causing people to do. Phil, I mean, you, you know, Germany had been kind of sitting back in the European countries because they're so beholden and coupled to Russia. They're counting on them. And now here they are in a position that they're going to bite the hand that's been feeding them, the very thing that Donald Trump warned them about. And here it is. And the thing is, America should also learn a lesson from this as well, because we are so coupled with China. How do you think not, you know, that somehow you're going to escape, you know, this evil and the effects of it when you dance with the devil?
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, I think we're all inspired to an amazing point, but there's also something besides just tenacity on that side. And, you know, there's an intervention of God that's clearly happening there, I believe. And, you know, if you mentioned it, if you're Russian, you probably have Ukrainian friends and relatives in the Ukraine area. So how motivated are you? And then there's nothing more. The hardest army to fight is the one who's fighting for his own life and his own family, his own country.
Yeah.
So you see them rising up. We were talking earlier in a break about the example of Great Britain. At what time they directly or indirectly had control over 80% of the world's population. That's why they said the sun never set on the British Empire. And yet they came up against a ragtag set of soldiers,
farmers
in America that were defeated and sent back running. Why? Because there was divine intervention, and there was what? I'm going to fight for. This is for my family. Mm-hmm. Russian soldiers coming in aren't fighting for their families. They're there. They're pulled into that. They're isolated from their family because of military service in Russia. It's how it works. And now they say go in and kill fellow Russians, basically. And they're not motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I think you see just an amazing motivation here on the part of the Ukrainians.
And the thing, it's so engaging, Phil, that their neighbors that should have stepped up a long time ago. Okay, we all agree that this should have happened a lot sooner, going back to, you know, Bill Clinton's promise to let Ukrainian in as a NATO nation. That did not happen. But I believe now, what's the rallying cry that you're hearing? Let them in. You know, bring Ukraine into NATO. And now you've got Germany that was reticent, even with the pressure of Donald Trump. He rather embarrassed them on two issues. Number one was the Nord Stream 2 and trying to, you know, depend on oil from Russia. And, you know, the second thing was their lack of participation. Here they are, this great country. They got plenty of GDP, and you can't even honor your promise of 2%. And, of course, you know, all the knuckleheads here, you know, talking heads in America, oh, my God, you're going to break NATO up. You know, you're going to do it. And if anything, it strengthened NATO. And right now, here you got a chapter two of Putin trying to disband NATO. And what does he do? He actually unifies it even more. Don't you love the irony of it all?
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, listen, Putin, his time has been all that is over. And I think you're going to see a regime change. I, after this, I don't think he can survive this one. And that's a big statement, because this guy is like the czar of Russia. In fact, he imagines himself as Peter the Great. He's criticized Lenin and Stalin. He says we need to go back to pre-Lenin and Stalin days and understand this great country we have here. Well, this guy's a megalomaniac. He's narcissistic. He doesn't have a clue how the world has changed, you know, since even the Crimea, when they invaded the Crimea. And just to think about how the world has changed in that level on just global awareness. And now you've got the entire social world, social media world, that are just blowing up this guy. And he doesn't have support. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of China and Iran and a few others, who's supporting this guy?
Well, even China, the support that he's getting from President Xi is a bit qualified. From what I understand and what we're hearing is that China not too happy with the way, the attack on Ukraine is rolling out. You know, because China, I mean, you know, they're sneaky. And they don't, this is why they're coupled with, as they call it, elite capture, with all these political agents and agencies around the world, including the United States. And they want it to be subtle. And it freaks them out when all this stuff of exposure is coming out, whether it's Peter Schweizer exposing him, Miranda Devine, the Confucius Institute, and, the Biden family and all these political involvements, Mitch McConnell. You've got, Swalwell there in California, you know, sleeping with a Chinese spy, and he's still on the Intelligence Committee. I mean, this tells you just how corrupt our country has become, because it's no longer an existential threat. The enemy is amongst us. It's living with us. It is affecting the narrative. It is influencing every lever of government. And, you know, and quite obviously, I mean, look, Phil, look what Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she's coupled with China, her and her family and her son, so much so that she can't even order an investigation into the Wuhan lab. That in itself is quite obvious, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what happens. You know, what do they say? You tell one lie, you got to tell three more to cover the first one.
Yeah.
And that's really what you see.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You see them, they're trying to cover their tail on every turn. And poor sleepy Joe, he didn't know what else to do but go on vacation. I got to get out of here. I got to go on vacation.
It's either that or take a nap. He's overwhelmed. I mean, and here it is. I mean, he's doing exactly what Barack Obama did. You see, this is the thing. Barack Obama said what he wanted. He said, when they asked him about being president again and running for a third term, of course, you know, our Constitution doesn't allow for it, but the question was out there because there were people that wanted him to run for a third term. And he said, well, you know, I don't think I want to be president, but I wouldn't mind having the ear of the president to where I could influence policy. And in, you know, there's just so many attributes that we saw in Barack Obama, like leading from behind. And Joe Biden and his team, which is the Obama team of the Obama-Biden years, is there in the White House. And this is what they know. It's everything is reactive. There's nothing proactive about this administration, Phil.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a third grader getting put into a high school class. And, he's there, he's present, but he doesn't have a clue. And that's really what we've got in this administration. We've got a grade school team trying to operate on high school level or above. And you're going to see this. Mm-hmm. And so what do? You've got to make excuses. You got to pass the buck. You've got to do something to try to survive. And that's all they're doing. They're surviving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
even, you know, when CNN comes out and says, hey, Biden's numbers are in the tank. Well, what? What are you saying?
Yeah.
You've been touting him as the greatest president ever. How did this happen?
Well, and then you got to get rid of the president of CNN and get some new blood in there and say, look, maybe we're going to return back to the old days of just reporting on the news. We'll see how that develops. So stay tuned for details as far as the future of CNN, whose ratings. You talk about Biden's ratings in the tank. I mean, CNN's in the tank. I mean, it's like, you know, sadly, I mean, the only time I turn to CNN is when they do something of a historical documentary portion, you know?
I think the greatest news is when it goes down. The Communist News Network is going down.
Well, we can see the signs, can't we?
We can, indeed.
There he is. He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, Phil Hotzenfiller. Thank you, Phil.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic.
If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not, as the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, just in time for Black History Month, an important new study looks at why the pandemic has disproportionately impacted minority communities. Joining us to discuss this groundbreaking study are Laron Nelson, he's a professor and associate dean at Yale, and Bob Genter, president of the defense and civilian sector of SAIC, a respected Fortune 500 company that provides services to government organizations like NASA, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services. Professor and Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Well, Laron, let's start with you. Please tell us about what the study uncovered in regard to the challenges minority communities are facing as a result of this pandemic.
Sure. So there were really three key issues. The first was access. It was important that the COVID-19 vaccine be in places where people needed it and when people needed it, and that was not always the case. If we think about these essential industries where a lot of minority communities worked, many folks worked 9 to 5, which was the same time that clinics were in operation. And so there needed to be different availabilities of access points so that folks could get access to the vaccine. So that's the when. The where is also about, there was a lot, sometimes mixed match between where the demand was and where the inventory was. There were times where there was communities where there was not enough inventory and a lot of demand, and other times where there was excess demand and very little inventory. So that needed to be addressed. The second issue, which is also an access issue, but it was more about language, particularly among Spanish-speaking communities. It was important that COVID-19 vaccine information be available in language that people could understand. It was also important that the folks who were communicating this information about the vaccine also spoke in languages that people could access. And that was not just about getting the information, but also it was about the trust that they had in people who they thought could speak the language that they spoke. And then the third one, which is also still related, which is about trust. There was a lot of mistrust in systems, all types of systems that were involved in this response, so that is healthcare systems, distribution systems, communication systems. People really did not believe that some of these systems were working in their best interest or that some of the systems were competent. And so that made people more skeptical about whether they wanted to engage in a response, which really meant accepting the vaccine. So those were three issues that really contributed to inequities that we saw during this pandemic.
Well, Professor, what you just brought out, I mean, first of all, you know, we've got a logistical nightmare, it seems here, that there was mismanagement in the logistics here. And I'm not trying to be critical or anything. I'm just, you know, responding to what you shared with me, that we should know better. I mean, a country our size and with the experience that we have, we should have known better. And the other thing is that comes out is that, you know, I think the breakdown in trust was that, you know, doctors somehow were not at the forefront of this. Doctors needed to lead the way. We trust our doctors. That's who we go to. We've got relationship with them. Do you think that may have contributed to this breakdown in trust as well?
I think it did. I think there was some complications because, you know, part of it was that we knew we were in a situation where we needed to move quickly. And I think to some degree, what people might have seen as politics got in the way, and so people thought that politicians were leading the way. That really was not the case. I mean, physicians, nurses, scientists were really moving quickly. You know, there was distrust in even how the vaccine was developed. Mm-hmm. People thought that happened very quickly, but I think that was because people thought that the medical community were not in the lead. Mm-hmm. So, to your point, they were in the lead, but that needed to intersect with how we communicated that to the public, because the public didn't see that. The public didn't see the nurses and doctors and scientists working hard behind the scenes to do this rigorously. They saw people on the TV or in the radio that they didn't always trust that they had their best interests. But that is a lesson learned.
Exactly.
But I think it was because we were trying to move very, very quickly.
Well, Bob Jenner, I want to bring you in here as the president of the defense and civilian sector, what the professor is citing. I mean, we always deal in marketing and rolling things out with perception versus reality. And I want to hear from you more about SAIC and why the company commissioned this study.
Sure. Yeah. SAIC is a 25,000-person company. We're, you know, technologists. We're in IT. We're in engineering. We're in supply chain and logistics. And it is all about making sure that we have the solutions that distribute things in an efficient and effective way. So thinking through how that all plays out is important. Our employees, they want to be part of that solution. They want to know how their work relates to the community and how it gets more effective in getting materials out into that community. So the values-driven side of this company is what made it so we wanted to be involved in it to make sure that we understood what were the root causes and how do you address those root causes in distributing vaccines and other materials.
Bob, what the professor alluded to was that politics entered into you know, the whole process here a little bit. And I got to imagine for the professionals associated with SAIC that just want to get the job done, they want to be productive and successful at doing it, that this had to be a bit of a frustration for them, because the fact of the matter is that politics did get in the way of distribution, did it not?
Yeah, I'd say that our employees, you know, certainly wanted to keep the politics out of this. It really was around making sure that the systems worked well.
Yes.
And when you talk about the areas that Ron brought up, you know, access, language, and trust, those areas that we have big enough challenges on logistics and supply chain, just making sure that it's efficiently getting out there, that adding in that extra layer definitely made it more complex. And our employees just wanted to stay out of that. They wanted to make sure that things were being done well and efficiently.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, you know, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And I feel for your employees. I mean, having worked with many team building organizations, and, you know, one of the things we always held to is you have to have a fair chance to win. And when you have to navigate, you know, landmines that are just so unnecessary, but the reality is that they're there, it can be quite frustrating. But congratulations to the team for their fortitude, you know, to fight through this. And I'm only saying this in a general context for all of America, because, you know, we want to do what's right for everybody and what's fair and productive and will work for, you know, for the health of all Americans. One final question here to you, Bob, is specifically, how can a company like SAIC help?
Sure. Yeah, the past performance of this company and what we do from a technology perspective, how we relate to the supply chain overall, making sure that we understand how to efficiently and effectively get materials into the hands of the people that can use them, and making sure that we address any of those barriers, that's the area that we can look at. We can work on the overall system of distribution.
Laurent, as we wrap things up, are there any other key findings from the study that we need to be aware of?
There's one, and it relates to one of the last things you just mentioned, which is having a chance to win. There is a lot of capacity in these communities that goes untapped, underutilized, and I think we could have a better chance at winning if we really saw communities as partners and engaged them as partners. They could tell us how to do some of these things with the best outcome if we see them as partners and not just subject to our plans and our system. So that was the one thing I would say is the other additional important finding from the study.
Well, Bob Genter, where can they go for more information?
Sure. SAIC.com/COVID-19research.
Well, the professor, associate dean at Yale, Laurent Nelson, has been with us along with Bob Genter, who is the president of the defense and civilian sector of SAIC. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three.
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every
day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, we were saying that interesting that the social media oligarchs of America rather quiet in allowing this disinformation, Russian disinformation, to be spread out. But it looks like Facebook and Twitter are now banning Russian media advertising. Surprise, surprise. How long did it take them? It didn't take them any time to cancel a former president. But in this particular case, well, I guess better late than never. And that just seems to be the case here, is that, we've got a president leading from behind. We've got American companies leading from behind. I mean, this is a terrible disease. Adam Holtz is with us right now. The director of PluggedIn.com talks about all things culture and entertainment. Hey, Adam, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing good, like you, heavy of heart for our friends in Ukraine. And it's not just that, but it's the world, you know, that you really feel. And I think that, you know, here our Father in Heaven, who is concerned about any blood being shed, even with one. And it was said that at one point in the Old Testament, that the blood of your brother cries out to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, what the sound must be right now as the world finds itself on the doorstep of potentially World War III.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that could be said. You know, I would circle back to your comments about social media, and I think one of the things that is different about this conflict, and I can't remember if we talked about this last week, so if I'm repeating myself, forgive me. This is the first war of this kind in which social media plays a huge role. We've got people on the ground with cameras and not being mediated through news organizations. And obviously, there's still mediation happening depending on where something shows up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the viral video of the Russian or the Ukrainian woman calling the soldiers off, you know, and then we have, you know, private individuals like the Hackers and Anonymous saying we're going after Russia. And, you know, what Facebook and Twitter are doing, it's a new dynamic, because I think Putin has banked on being able to control the narrative, and he hasn't done that. And I think social media has played a role.
Yeah, he thought this whole deal would be the length of a news cycle, a couple of days. He'd be in, he'd be out, he'd be controlling Ukraine and kumbaya and move on. But that's not happening. And, of course, the longer it goes, the more it exposes
exposes who he is as a person, as a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
And he is, as many have said, just about in every channel across the country, including some of the most liberal, that he's become a pariah.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, obviously the situation is in Ukraine is a horrible situation. So I want to preface what I'm about to say with that caveat. I think what has been strangely heartening to me is that it seems like the world is still able to recognize evil when it's perpetrated at this level.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, sometimes, Billy, you look at the world and you think, does anybody even know what evil is anymore? But it has been heartening to see the, you know, almost complete rejection of Putin's wickedness, with the exception of the Chinese and, you know, Belarus.
Iran,
a few handfuls here and there that were... Okay, we're still able to recognize evil for what it is.
Right.
And so I think that has been encouraging. And it's a reminder that, you know, you and I grew up in the Cold War, where there was, there really was this, what's the word I'm looking for, a polarity between good and evil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, we knew that what the communists were trying to do was ultimately an evil endeavor. And we knew that we were on the side of the right. And I think since 1991, things have gotten really muddy. And
yeah.
So I think that has snapped back into focus for us. Oh, yeah, there actually are evil people out there doing evil things. And we have heroes like, you know, the president of the Ukraine, who are willing to risk everything to stand up for freedom. You know, who would have thought that it would have taken the president of the Ukraine to remind us what freedom is? But he's done that, and bravo for him.
Right. He and the people of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
here they
not
are.
Alone. Certain,
yes.
Certain.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, we talk about the Russians themselves coming into Ukraine. I mean, they got relatives. They're bombing their relatives.
Well, yeah. And,
I mean, it's like
that these guys didn't even know what they were doing. They weren't even told that they were going to war.
Right.
So,
wow.
I mean, it's Putin and his inner circle that I think deserve the harshest criticism here. And the rest of these guys are just unfortunate enough to be his lackeys, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if some of these guys, I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier about this, I wouldn't be surprised if we find out later on that they purposely misaimed.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, for all the ammunition and all the bombs that have gone into Ukraine, you would think there would be a lot more devastation. I think we're talking a casualty rate of about 300 people.
Yeah.
For all the weapons that have gone into there and ammo and that, surprisingly low, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
And I think, again, the divine hand of God Almighty is protecting.
Well, I think so.
The people of Ukraine, exactly, and even the pundits, you know, these heretofore alleged atheists are referring to biblical history by referring to this as David and Goliath.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so it's that obvious, and, you know, we continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and for the people of the world, and, you know, and to your point about evil being on display here, I think this is why President Xi is becoming increasingly uncomfortable with Vladimir Putin. Because President Xi himself does not want to be perceived as evil.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that his end game is evil.
It is evil. It's total domination. And to pretend otherwise is folly. And you know that Xi is sitting back and just taking the measure of the whole thing.
Right.
And the swiftness with which we have been able to, you know, impose sanctions with real teeth, it's beyond sanctions, you know, really cutting them off. I hope, and we're deep in the weeds here, but I hope that the severity of the economic punishment doesn't backfire. You know, when you start having runs on banks, you can get collateral damage and unintended consequences that you didn't see coming. But obviously, When there's a will, there's a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And apart from a direct confrontation, and I understand the multiple reasons we haven't done that, not the least of which is that Putin's out there waving his nuclear stick. But, you know, it's a different world, and it's an interconnected world. And so right. to think that you can operate with impunity yeah. is folly.
Well, all these people wanted to go into a global governance. Well, guess what? You know, we have global interconnection now.
Right.
And so you're not going to escape the pain. And the other thing is that Joe Biden needs to do is tell his radical left, his progressives, hey, party's over. You know,
right.
we've got to flip the switch.
No.
We've got to go
yeah,
full on.
Back on.
Hey, it's all about the oil.
It's all
and
about
we can
the oil.
We can supply our allies there in the West, take care of them because they're going to be cut off from Putin. And Donald Trump, the guy that you were told to hate so badly, warned about all this and laid it out and even questioned Angela Merkel at the time, you know, what are you doing? Why are you dancing with with Putin? You know what's going to happen. And
yeah.
sure enough, it didn't take long, and now they're regretting the move. But hey, this is a morning wake-up call, you know, for everybody. And unfortunately, we have a leader in the White House that leads from behind, which was the mentoring that he got from one Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. But, you know, it's what we've got to live with right now. But, anybody you talk to, it's a no-brainer. It's like, wait a minute, why don't you flip the switch, you know, turn the oil spigot back
on? Well, yeah,
on.
I drove by the gas station this morning, and it was 20 cents higher this morning than it was yesterday.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't take, I was an English major. I don't pretend to be a math whiz, but the prices are going up. I went to the grocery store to get something the other day, and it was a lot more expensive, and a meal I've gotten in my favorite restaurant for years that was $16 is now $21,
right.
You know, and that, you feel that pain with everything you buy, and it feels like an unnecessarily self-inflicted wound in
right.
this case.
Well, right now, many of us, we can take the hit, we can afford it. It's a little
right.
It's a little painful. I think of those who cannot.
Right.
And, they're like going, hey, I'm already living on top ramen. What's left?
Exactly.
And the cost of fuel, inflation, you know, this brutal winter that we've gone through, all brought to you, the additional pain brought to you by Joe Biden and Democratic policies. And the people need to wake up and understand from where it came from. Hey, real quick, before we wrap things up, because we're getting to the last minute, I did want to talk to you about Cyrano.
Yeah.
Good movie, huh?
Good movie. Peter Dinklage stars. Obviously, he starred in Game of Thrones as a character who is in love with a woman and is afraid she can't love him back because of his small stature. And there's a love triangle, and there's nobility, and there's tragedy. And it's a musical to boot. So you can check out the full review, obviously, at PluggedIn.com.
It's always something, huh? If it's not a big nose, you're just not big enough,
it's
whatever, right?
It's always something.
Roseanne,
right.
Rosanna Dana, the the ultimate philosopher, even her words extend into the modern era. It is always something.
It's always something.
Hey, pal, appreciate the time. All the best to you and the family. Stay safe out there.
Thanks,
all right, man. You got it. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults.